T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line, nobody knows better the mentality of the sports fans of the city than the legend himself, the great Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Oh, good morning. Oh, a little crying and whining today. You do that every day. I'm sorry.
Thank you. You're right. Only for 4 hours, though,
and
Howard.
You're a ray of sunshine.
On a cloudy day, I am a ray of sunshine. Right.
Howard,
correct.
Here's what I want to ask you, because you have done this job for many, many years. You've been in this town forever. Is there a different mentality, football fans versus hockey fans?
In what way?
I'll give you the perfect example. Dallas opening kickoff. Eagles get screwed. Fans go insane. They're still angry. All right? Last night, biggest game of the year. Flyers get screwed. Keith Jones says, whoops, human error. And not that many fans are that upset. I think it's a different psychology, the two sports.
I don't think it's a different psychology. There's just less in terms of the Flyers. There's that hardcore, that cult following that the Flyers have. And it's one game in 82 games. The one game that had happened with the Eagles, it's one of 16, and it's Dallas. And it was the first play of the game. And the reality is the Flyers were still behind. There's no guarantees they would have won the game. And when you think about it, the Eagles, if it's the first play of the game, which it was, it could have changed the complexion of the game. But the Eagles fans, yes, there's just more of them. So there's more of them to be angry and pissed off at a situation like that. It is. Hey, New Orleans people are still whining and crying.
They should be. Howard, they got their season destroyed. They really did. Reffing is really terrible right now in all four sports. Do you agree with that?
Well, the game is too fast, and you can't put more ref. You just would clutter the field or clutter the ice if you put more officials on there. There's only so many things that you can do, but human error is human error. And New Orleans should, if you want to talk about that, should shut up. If Sean Payton had run the ball on first down, he would have run most of the clock out. If Drew Brees hadn't thrown an interception after they got the possession after the coin flip in the overtime, they could have won the game. So the Flyers were, if I remember correctly, down 2-0. So it's not like it was a tie game and it could have changed the complexion. You got to look at the reality of the situation. It was a terrible call. But those things happen. Hockey, it's probably easier. The game's so fast.
All right, hold on. Howard, I want to get to this other situation because I you have witnessed this, and it's a fascinating thing to me, but you've seen it up close. After the game, Voracek is talking about why they're not that upset. It's because the ref, Kyle Riemann, apologized. Here's what he said. Listen to that.
Yeah, he apologized. You got to respect that. I mean, they make mistakes too. Obviously, it was a tough mistake to make, but there's nothing you can do about it after.
Howard, you've been on the sideline during an Eagles game where you have watched an official apologize to Doug Peterson, right?
Yeah,
tell me, what were the circumstances with that apology, Howard?
It was the one when Nick Foles had his helmet almost torn off when the guy grabbed his face mask on the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
And the referee, that is his sole responsibility. And then he apologized to Doug Peterson. And then he said, my other guy should have picked me up. Well, in the hockey, once the whistle blows, it's done. But, when you say to other officials, he should have picked me up. Well, that referee was in the New Orleans game, and he didn't pick up the other guy. So they're excuse makers. Again, I go back to the game is just too fast for everybody. And it doesn't matter what sport. There's too much going on, and it's really difficult.
But the apology makes it better? The apology, like him saying that to Doug, calms Doug down a little bit?
I think it did calm Doug. There's nothing you can do about it. You got to move on. You don't move on.
I never move on. Howard, I hold these things for years. Let me see if I can hit all the other sports. Magic Johnson comes out. at the Sixers game Sunday, Howard. And there. Even though he's there. Been rejected by the Sixers, they've already said, no, we don't want Ben Simmons working out with you. He makes a big announcement that Simmons wants to work out with him. What's going on with Magic there? What is he trying to do?
As soon as it was before the game, and he was speaking before the game, and I'm standing there, and of all the things he said, you know, obviously they're talking about his team and all the trade things that didn't happen. And then it was a question that was asked, what do you think of Ben Simmons? And that's when he talked about it, and then he rolled out that he wanted to, that, and he did say through his people. He didn't say Ben contacted him. He did say through his people. But he should have never brought it up, as we find out later, that Elton Brand always shut it down. But here's the problem. I thought it was his agent, Rich Paul, who I don't like a little bit because that's LeBron's guy. They're all in – I just don't like them because it's LeBron's company. But it wasn't even him. It was apparently Ben Simmons' brother, who, by the way, when you say, why doesn't he work out with the Sixers coaches, he doesn't work on a shooting with the Sixers coaches. He works out with his brother.
Why?
Because the Sixers allow it. That's
but
why,
they don't have guys that can teach that, Howard?
Sure they do. But the thing is, Ben wants to work out with his brother. So for whatever reason, maybe he just doesn't want the push that comes from a coach that works for the team. His brother's there almost all the time, and he's not even an employee of the team.
So
I don't even understand
you
that.
You were there, though. Howard, what is Magic? He's already been rejected on this. What's he trying to accomplish by making it public that Ben wanted to work with him?
Well, you make a good – you guys have made a good point that Magic just wants to be the center of attention. And he did.
Really?
He did become the center of attention because when he said it, it was – because he's already been told by the Sixers, and Elton Brand confirmed that a while back they said no, and they should say no. Obviously they should say no, but he wants to be the center of attention, and that is just who Magic is.
Wow.
It's never going to change.
No.
Magic wants to be the guy that, like, he's the end-all, be-all. Ben's just got to work hard and not worry about Magic, and Magic's got to keep his mouth shut.
More for you, Howard. One more. Because the Phillies, even, you know, neither you nor I love Klentak, but we will acknowledge he's had a pretty darn good offseason.
I'm going down today, and I hope to have him on Saturday morning too.
If he doesn't get Machado or Harper, has it still been a good offseason, or does that taint it a lot?
Well, when you put a lot doesn't work. It doesn't taint it a lot. It is a good offseason. They're still a better team. I don't even want Harper anymore. I don't want all this nonsense.
What?
Because the agent's going to get involved. I don't like Scott Boras a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit.
What's wrong with you? Because you don't like the agent, you don't want a great player?
Well, because there's going to be stipulations if he signs. It's just the agent always gets involved. I'm tired of it already. If Bryce Harper had any balls, he would just say, I can take $250 million and be happy, rather than try to get through the bogus number that Scott Boras put out. I am so tired of players not standing up and saying, hey, this is good. And it's enough money for my grandchildren's grandchildren's grandchildren. I don't need any more. This is where I want to play. Let's get it done. But they don't.
All right, Al would like to say something.
Why wouldn't he just get as much as he can? I don't understand.
But he can't get Al. It's obvious nobody's going to give him any more. So let's just – you've hurt the rest of baseball. You've hurt players that are still unsigned because of this. And he doesn't care about himself. Al, what's the difference between $250 and $275 million when you get to those numbers?
$25 million.
But why should you get as much as you can?
I cannot believe it. I want to make sure you just said that. You don't want
the
guy
agent
that the whole city would go nuts about. You don't want him here. You're tired of his agent.
I don't care if he signs here because they're going to get more people.
Hell?
They're a better team. They're already a better team. In Vegas, everybody says, well, Bryce Harper will sign. That'll change the over-under. They'll win a few more games. It really doesn't change it that much.
What are you talking about? The guy's going to hit 50 home runs here, you jackass.
He won't hit 50 home runs, and he's a better player than what they have. but they're going to get better players.
Oh my God.
Is a virtue.
Oh,
I don't need all this drama from a guy.
God.
Just take the $250 million. If that's what it is and it's less than $300, take it and come play for it. If you want to play here, then take the money. I'm so tired of this.
That is a hot...
Everything was going great,
and then you started with that crap. I can't believe
it. What are you doing, Howard?
Every single time you ruin your appearance with a dumb remark.
You always ask one too many questions.
I always do, but I was enjoying it.
Anyway.
He was making a lot of sense. He was great with the Sixers. He did a nice job with the Flyers. He got to the Phillies, and he crashed and burned.
I want Machado anyway.
Okay. Howard, get out of here.
He wants $300 million.
Get out, Howard. Get out of here.
What's the difference?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.